For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mushtaed. Since the beginning of October last year, a squad composed of 30 dogs has been roaming around Montreal Trudeau Airport to offer moments of comfort to travelers. According to the airport, it is an initiative that has been highly appreciated by passengers who are more nervous or anxious in an airport environment. Recently, the Humane Society International Canada, or HSI Canada, one of the world's largest animal protection organizations, has awarded Montreal Trudeau Airport an honorary plaque in recognition of this initiative, which according to the organization highlights and promotes the social benefits offered by pets. HSI announced that this program underscores the special connection between humans and dogs, while reminding us that pets are full members of the community. Quebec public school teachers and school principals will be prohibited from wearing religious symbols such as the hijab or kippah under a bill likely to be tabled on March 28 in the provincial legislature. According to CBC News, the long-awaited legislation from the CAQ government will extend the limitation on religious clothing further than initially expected. Montreal La Presse reported last week that the legislation expected will invoke the notwithstanding clause preemptively, blocking any attempt to challenge the law on charter grounds. Meanwhile, opposition to the Quebec government's secularism bill is increasing. A major teachers' federation recently filed a lawsuit against the government's attempts to count the number of teachers who wear religious symbols. A Southwest Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 8 on its way to storage was forced to make an emergency landing shortly after departing Orlando, Florida on March 26. According to airline officials, Southwest Flight 8701 took off from Orlando International Airport at 2:50 p.m. and returned to the airport about 10 minutes later after pilots reported an engine problem. After two crashes involving 346 fatalities in less than 6 months, all Boeing 737 MAX aircraft have been grounded by the Federal Aviation Administration and are only allowed to fly in special circumstances, such as being transferred. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.